It's the town hall style debate tonight. President Obama, Mitt Romney, round two. If I only had a bell. Joining us live, John King, CNN chief national correspondent. John, do you expect sparks to fly tonight at Hofstra?
Hard sparks are interesting because you have that town hall format you mentioned. And good morning, gentlemen. I expect the president to show up. I think that's the first priority for the president after that first debate. I do think he'll be much tougher in the first debate. We're told look for him to press Romney on the tax fairness issue, the economic fairness issue. But the bigger issue for the president is to show voters, and he's going to be in a room with 80 or so, and then the country watching, millions more, that he has some fight in him. If you look at the Democratic, you know, depression after the first debate, that was the biggest point. All the smart pollsters say in their studies and in their focus groups, people just thought, wow, this guy's not fighting Mitt Romney. How's he going to fight for me?
Seems like they both have to be careful, though, about getting too aggressive tonight.
It's a very different dynamic. And so can you have an empathy moment? You know, remember Bill Clinton put his arm around somebody, or the reverse of that. George H.W. Bush looked at his watch and made it look like he didn't want to be with those people. So there's two extremes you can have here. And neither one of these guys, Obama, I would give the advantage. He has more experience being Mr. Empathy, I guess. But they're both detached sometimes. And so there is a challenge there. And, you know, if you're Romney and you don't have a history of sort of, you know, feeling people's pain, you don't want to overdo it either. You don't want to seem fake. You want to be anything they do should seem genuine.
John, is this race seems, and the polls indicate it is, it gets closer and closer as we move closer to Election Day, more and more important that either of these candidates be able to count on the people that they consider to be their supporters. That requires energizing them. In what way could tonight affect that?
Well, at the moment, Romney's winning the race because of that fact. His supporters are more energized. That's why Colorado, Nevada, Iowa, even Ohio is closer, the president still leads, New Hampshire, Virginia, Florida, have all moved Romney's way since the first debate. I have said for months, very close election advantage Obama. I think 3 weeks out, I would say very close election advantage Romney. He has the energy on his side right now. And if the president doesn't change that, he may lose the election. You're so close to the election now, you have to make all those key decisions. The president might have to now defend Michigan and Pennsylvania. Do you start spending time and money there? Do you start sending the vice president or the president there? The chess game is at the end point, and time, money, resources, this debate is critical to those big decisions they all have to make.
It's been a very overt effort by both campaigns to seemingly try to intimidate the moderator, Candy Crowley, a little bit, your colleague at CNN. Has she said anything to you about it?
Not specifically about this intimidation. We've talked about the debate, and I'm sorry to both candidates. Give me a break. You want to stare down Ahmadinejad? You want to negotiate with China and Russia? And you're afraid of Candy Crowley, one of the fairest, most respected journalists in the country? All she has said is if a voter asks a question and the candidate's not answering directly, or the candidate says something that begs an obvious follow-up or a smart follow-up, she's going to ask it. We call that her job. You want to be president of the United States, you got to spend 90 minutes with Candy Crowley and 80 voters. Sorry, guys.
If it's going to come down to undecideds, and we know there aren't many undecideds out there, John, how do undecideds watch these debates differently from people who've already made up their mind?
It's interesting. I was reading some research by Stan Greenberg, a Democratic pollster, and talking to Whit Ayers, a very good Republican pollster. They said the same exact thing. Does this person have a roadmap for what the next 4 years will look like? Do they have a convincing plan for a better economy? And am I convinced they will fight for me and fight for me and fight to protect me and fight for my job and my community? And that's where the president lost so much ground last time. He lost independence when they thought, where'd the fight go? Where'd the energy go? Stan Greenberg said this in a very smart memo he wrote yesterday. Romney now is viewed by many independents and people in the middle as the candidate of change. That used to be the coin of the Obama realm. He was the change guy. He's got a problem at the moment.
Interesting. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King, CNN chief national correspondent.